Okay, tonight, Hawaii's real fashionistas will don their best to see who in the state's designer community is judged the best at the Governor's Fashion Awards. The event caps the inaugural state-supported Fashion Month. Looking forward, we wondered what's next for the industry. And early this morning, we called Georgia Skinner, the chief officer of the State of Hawaii's Creative Industries Division in the Department of Economic Development and Tourism, and we asked her what she sees.
The Hawaii Fashion Month, this inaugural year, really galvanized the community and showed us the value of this entire creative cluster, this ecosystem of not only our designers, but all the elements of the people that go along with designing garments, accessories, and all those things that are part of the fashion industry. You know, it's a globally billion-dollar industry. I think probably next to entertainment, probably the most lucrative, industry out there. And Hawaii has had a great legacy of design. And what was wonderful to see was the legacy companies coming together to help emerging designers and the whole community looking at how can we make this a more vibrant economic activity for the state and how can we launch more designers globally. For me and for Creative Industries, for our BDSD division and DBED in general, we were really impressed with how the community came together, and now the community going forward is really driving how they will shape their own future, and the state is there to assist and facilitate that.
So what does that look like as we go forward? Are we going to see a Fashion Month next year?
Well, I think a lot of people are discussing that, and we would love to see that happen. The kinds of people that came in for outfit, for example, opening the doors to our designers and connectivity to people that are on a global level doing great work, are now out there talking about Hawaii. So I think it's inevitable. We hope that that goes forward. It's up to the industry to kind of, you know, rise to that occasion, and I can see that they already are. And I know that the community is discussing all kinds of ways between now and next October to work together to strengthen the community, to look at areas where there are pukas, if you will. I mean, we have strengths in designers. We have great programs at the university. Do we have enough sewers in the state? Are there enough people in the pipeline of manufacturing to do a more thriving manufacturing business here? So in addition to the legacy companies that do such a wonderful job, I think they're now looking at partnering and looking at our emerging designers and how we can help the whole ecosystem go forward. You know, it is a potentially billion-dollar industry for the state, and I think not only is it about the numbers, but it's about the impressions and the attraction of the visitor industry, too, to a destination that has a thriving and vibrant fashion.
Looking at what we call designers now, the question is, well, designers of what? Most of it was based in sort of the accessories. Some of it was sort of a glorified cottage industry. There were some who had been long-standing in accessory making, a few designers who actually created full-on collections. We talked to one of them, and she mentioned exactly, you know, what you said a moment ago, that there are some holes in that pipeline, and the big one is really finding people who can help to sew, manufacture, and that those skills have been lost generationally, and we need to find our way back to them. Does that mean we're going to see more of that show up in university classes and in high school classes?
Well, I think you would see that, and definitely the industry is taking the lead through the Hawaii Fashion Incubator. A lot of people were together last night around a table just discussing, you know, this very thing. What is our industry? What does it look like? How can we attract investment to this industry? And more importantly, right now on the ground, where are those areas that we see holes in the pipeline that we can work with the education groups, and also, you know, what can the state do to help even facilitate sourcing people that might already be there? It's just that everyone's working in a cottage way and not in a more collaborative way. So, for example, if there was a collaborative space where designers could go, a Kinko's for designers, if you will, a facility that provided the cutting, address a sewing collective or something. Those kind of things I think the industry is talking about, and we're glad to hear that because it's really important that the industry drive this and the industry is identified, as you've discussed with people at Outfit during the month of October, that there are areas that we can improve on. And I think what I heard is that certainly sewers and other people on the business side to really bring in that understanding of why marketing, packaging yourself, intellectual property, to be sure that you understand merchandising, how to protect your intellectual property. All of those things are important that a designer needs today. So it's not just about designing the clothes. There are wonderful jobs in the production pipeline. Perhaps we need to also focus on that right now.
There are a couple of legacy organizations. I'm thinking about, Iolani and JAM, certainly that's going to be honored tonight. And they've managed to do it, but they're still dealing with an aging workforce, too.
Correct.
So this is not just a problem for new and emerging designers. It's a problem for everybody.
It's a problem for the industry in general, yes. And I think that is one of the key things that needs to be focused on, both at the university level, as well as how do we assimilate if there are other people that are working here. Perhaps they are in a home situation, or they're working part-time somewhere. They're retired from another job, but they're a tremendous talent at sewing. How can we gather those people and make them available not only to the legacy companies, but to the whole fashion cluster in general?
And that seems to be a little bit of a different idea than this notion that somehow we're going to have a whole new focus in schools on how to sew. I mean, that may happen too, but the point is that there are pockets of this kind of talent out there. How do you corral them and how do you leverage that? Particularly, when you have a group that may not look at learning how to be a seamstress as something that's particularly attractive. I mean, especially given the fact that, we have a whole different world now than we did way back when, and the lure of technology and the lure of high salaries may not necessarily be consistent with what we may need to see to be able to create some manufacturing, even at a smaller level.
Yeah, I think I draw a correlation to this to the film industry, and here's why. Because everybody wants to be a director in the film industry, right? But in order to make a film, you need to have a grip, a cable puller, an assistant camera operator, assistant sound guy, a prop guy, somebody that is a gopher that runs and gets all of the things that you need to put on that production. It's the same thing with fashion. If you're a designer, there are so many other opportunities in the production pipeline, and I think, it's really important to encourage the creative part of people that want to be designers, but I think that there's all these other elements in the production pipeline that are just as important, and there's new technologies today in cutting and pattern making, all kinds of CAD designs and that translate into the fashion world and the design world that are important for producing and manufacturing more than one-offs or 10 pieces in a collection. Once you go to a trade show from Hawaii, for example, our sister agency run by Dennis Ling, they have taken for 3 years designers to Japan. If you get a large order in Japan and you can't come back and fulfill that order, that's a problem. So we have to focus on this area, and I think you're right, Bethann. Maybe in general people think it's not that exciting to learn that skill, but you'd be surprised. There's so much creativity in sewing, so much technical expertise.
And it keeps you really employable with a great deal of security and stability.
Exactly. And I think Hawaii has enormous potential to rise to its own level. We don't need to be New York, because we're not going to be New York. We have something totally unique in Hawaii that, if we harness it the right way, we can really make this an economic driver for our state.
Georgia Skinner, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you, and congratulations on your pledge drive.
Thank you very much. Georgia Skinner is Chief Officer of the State of Hawaii's Creative Industries Division in the Department of Economic Development and Tourism. She's a former Film and State Foundation on Culture and the Arts Commissioner, an author and producer. Tonight's Fashion Month ends with the Governor's Fashion Awards, and more about it is on HPR2.org.